SBS Radio.
Having a sister in your life can be priceless. It's a special gift, and if one loses a sister, it can be devastating. Yet sisters can also be there for you to confide in and trust in life and to share the good times with. And celebrating sisterhood, this has been on display at the Two Strong Sisters Connected exhibition at the Melbourne Museum, with two elders connecting and forming a special bond over art and life. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV podcast.
We shared the same things through the strength of our relationship and shared experiences of the good times and hard times of growing up on country. The strong connections to country, culture and family. So it's like we share that kind of knowledge and remembering who we are as two strong sisters.
You just heard there from Auntie Eileen Harrison, artist who recently exhibited her work in the exhibition Two Strong Sisters Connected. And the exhibition at the Melbourne Museum is a bringing together of creative works by two strong elders, Auntie Eileen along with Auntie Rochelle Patton.
How important is sisters in it is in my life? Well, I come from a family of 11, and there was 9 sisters and 1 brother, so I would make the 11th. And I've already lost my brother and one of my sisters, but the other's siblings, we're still all close, even though we live in different areas of Victoria, because I've got one over in Perth. And we still keep in touch. So that's what it's like to be, to grow up with siblings.
Auntie Eileen Harrison values her sister, Auntie Rochelle, and thinks of her as her very own blood sister.
It means loving and accepting. And accepting someone like Auntie Rochelle when we first met at Ulingi, that's a group of elders that gets together at Melbourne Museum. That was about 2003 or 2004. We connected and we became very close. So Auntie Rochelle is someone that I look up to as a sister, because we're almost about the same age, but only I think she's 1 year older than me. Well, she reminds me.
Aboriginal women keeping strong with family and culture is important to Auntie Eileen, and Auntie Eileen is inspired by her family through her artwork.
Growing up, Adelaide Tires Trust, because my grandmother, she was the matriarchal, is that right? Of my mother, my family, my mum's mother, and she was a famous basket weaver, and my mum's, I grew up with them, just learning the values of our culture and with them making decisions. My grandmother, for instance, was a well-known basket weaver, and I've always admired her for who she was. And my mother, I also admired her talent by watching her paint animals on artifacts my father made. Both women had a whole heap of kids. Like my grandmother had 16 and my mother had 11. Yeah, so that's just something. I mean, it's really interesting to having children know who would be the leader. And talking about that, I guess I'd be the leader for my mob here in Victoria.
Auntie Rochelle Patton is proud of her artwork and says her creative works are very spiritual and her art is connection to country.
I'm into my art, but not as like selling it, you know, getting money for it and stuff like that. I can't describe my art because I do spirit stuff as well. I do, like, my art is like... it just comes. I mean, I could be on the phone and doodle and something nice will come up, like a story. My art is connection.
Auntie Rochelle is proud to call Auntie Eileen her sister, and they bond together through their art and creative works.
Eileen, yeah, no, I hadn't met Eileen. I knew of her, but I never met her. And of course, we're at Bunjalaka, and we meet every few months, and we sort of born in the same year, and we sort of clicked. She asked me to join her in the exhibition. I don't know. You can't sort of describe it. It's like. We are sisters, but I mean, I felt like she's my sister, like my real sister. I got a lot of cousins, but they're not cousins. They're like sisters and like my daughters and. A lot of them come and ask me, want to come out because they live on the river. They don't stay long because they've got no electricity, so they want to come out. They know that you've got spirit and stuff.
Auntie Rochelle says her artwork is spiritual and birds are really important to her in her creative practice.
Yeah, they're all different. I had one, like, I do a lot of them, like, snake figures, but to me it's not a snake but a river, winding. And when you're up in the plane and you look down on the rivers, it's like a big snake moving along the land. I do animals, connection to them, like birds mainly, because down here is bird country. Bunjil is the eagle hawk, and I did one recently of the hawks and eagles, and even the sea eagle. There's a sea eagle here flying over the river. I did that as painting. And I do a lot of circle ones. It's not dots, it's like little tiny circles. I mean, I get vision as well, visions. And if I don't write it down, then it's gone. I got a vision of this woman, these things around her neck, and she had a rod, and she was walking. So I did that. That was a vision, so I drew it straight away. But then found out it was snakes around her neck, and she was walking. But real spiritual stuff. Oh, yeah, it's very strong. Very strong indeed.
Sisters are really important to Auntie Rochelle, and she is inspired by them each and every day.
It's lovely. I've got a lot of sisters. Even though my real sisters are gone, I've got... they're my cousins, and I've got white sisters as well, so and they're pretty good to me. But mainly, my Aboriginal ones. You can go to them any time. They treat you like we are, you know, treat me like I am their sister. They ring me up to see how I'm going and stuff like that. Like, it all shows when I'm on Facebook too, so if I put up something, it's everyone gets on. Overwhelming, really.
Auntie Rochelle is proud of her work on show at the Two Strong Sisters Connected exhibition at the Melbourne Museum.
Grateful to be a part of it, and the opening was fantastic. It was, I sold 10 on the day, so I had 27 in. Yeah, I had family and stuff there, and everyone, you know, Eileen's family. It was just absolutely great, beautiful. Just to be part of that, and I'm not really right into it, you know.
Mm.
To exhibitions and openings and all that stuff doesn't fit with me. But that one was pretty amazing.
Well, that's it for this episode of the NITV podcast series. Thank you to our guests today, two Victorian elders, Auntie Eileen Harrison and Auntie Rochelle Patton. And don't forget, you can tune into our other NITV podcasts like Take It Black and Ballin' Out.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.